Hi, this is Bob Williamson, Talking Turkey. I pray that one and all will have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day today. We are so fortunate to live in a free country that God has blessed so much. Eat some great food, grow precious memories, and give credit to the Lord for everything that we enjoy. I could not believe my eyes when I read that Chuck Schumer and other liberal Democrats suggested it is the perfect time to discuss politics. One article said the following: the holiday season is filled with food, traveling, and lively discussions with Republican relatives about politics, sometimes laced with statements that are just not true. Here are the most common myths spouted by your family members who spend too much time listening to Rush Limbaugh and the perfect response to each of them. Look at these perfect responses on Trump. Blah, blah, blah. I won't ruin your morning with the mindless, idiotic drivel whereby they detail how to drive your mean old Republican uncle crazy with Democratic propaganda, complete with talking points on social justice and gun control. Why they even included a hotline to text. Chuck Schumer, of course, insisted on giving us a chart chock full of talking points against the new tax break law. He suggested in a tweet, "Bring this chart to Thanksgiving dinner. It'll come in handy when that family member who always talks politics tells you the Republican tax bill helps the middle class." How thoughtful of him. Is this the left spirit of Thanksgiving? GQ magazine, run by gay leftist Jim Nelson, ruined Thanksgiving for Trump supporters. This Turkey Day, considering making life hell for a few of your relatives. It offers these suggestions. Don't show up. For some parents, your absence will speak louder than any sodden arguments over the density of pumpkin pie. If you can't even look them in the eye, they'll know you mean business. Besides, Friendsgiving rules. Show up and be kind of a expletive. No hugs, only stiff, formal handshakes. During the football game, talk about police brutality nonstop. Take any opportunity to emphasize just how much Bruce Springsteen and the entire E Street Band loathes Trump. Come out as an aspiring professional DJ. Scorched earth. Not even a handshake. Just stare disgustedly at their outstretched arms. Build a wall out of mashed potatoes. Good grief. Can you believe this garbage? I have a suggestion of my own. If you decide to watch football today, wear a t-shirt like this one. It's a picture of NFL pro Emmett Smith holding a t-shirt that says on it, "Stand for the flag." It's got a picture of the flag and a cross, and below it it says, "Kneel for the cross." Stand for the flag, kneel for the cross. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And while you are kneeling, thank Almighty God for the opportunity to live in the greatest country on earth and all the blessings He's given you. While imprisoned in Rome, Paul wrote, Ephesians 5:19, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." This is Bob Williamson. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.